I was born and raised in, as female, in a big Southern family with parents that were born in 1917 and 1920. Yeah. They were the age of all my friends' grandparents. Two of my older sisters were thin and beautiful and unbelievably girly. My other older sister was built more like me, only heavier. Stocky, opinionated, loud. Or in my father's definition, obstreperous. Now, she was constantly being compared to our oldest sister, who was the size of a broom handle. So my sister Vivian, bless her heart, was put on her first diet when she was only 10 years old. My mother was terrified that I would end up like her and told me this all of my life until she passed away. And the irony was that my sister went on to become a Fulbright scholar. She built the entire collection for the Georgetown Law Library. She went to Cairo, Egypt, and built the new collection for the American University there. And she could make friends with anybody. Anybody who sat next to my sister on an airplane ever either became a pen pal, or they became such a good friend that they came to her house whenever they were in town. But my mother was terrified that I would end up like her and be heavy and alone. Flash forward, I'm in my 20s. We're living in Minneapolis. I'm working in theater. Minneapolis, Minnesota, by the way, if you haven't been there, is the land of 10,000 giants. They are all really, really big people. And I had a good friend of mine who was of good Minnesotan stock, and she was 6'3 and almost twice my size. But in my person, I believed that I could share my sweaters with her. For real. Because I didn't have any idea of how big I was in space. I just didn't. I wasn't self-conscious. I was not one of the girly daughters, remember that? But I didn't understand where I stopped and the rest of the world began. And in the words of one of the actors, I was a stage manager at that point, in the words of one of the actors that I worked with there, Janice, you walk around like you're taller and bigger than you are. So I would play this game with my husband, who's wandering around somewhere, and I would say, am I bigger or smaller than that person? Do I walk like that person? And inevitably, some stranger would overhear this conversation and say, do not answer that question. It will destroy your marriage. But it was actually really helpful. Flash forward, I'm in my 30s. We're living in Baltimore. I'm getting my master's in acupuncture. And I am looking for a part-time job where I do not have to use my brain. I can stare at the wall and I will still get paid. And I found the perfect job. Nude figure drawing model. Okay, so I'm not gonna kid you. Taking off that robe the first time, my whole body tensed up at what I thought the reaction was gonna be. Everything my mother had ever said to me was in my head. But then I dropped that robe, and this bubble appeared around me. And it was quiet, and it was peaceful, and it was safe. I modeled for three different groups of people: adults, college students, high school students. The adults, I figured it would be no big deal. But these were the people that could not talk to me or make eye contact unless I was fully clothed from head to foot. I figured the college students would be sort of a toss-up. But the college students, to a person, were the ones that couldn't talk to me unless I was in my robe and off the dais. Anything else, couldn't make contact, I didn't exist, I was not a human. High school students, I figured, would be completely freaked out. But they would come over and sit down next to me. I am naked as a jaybird, and they would talk to me like we were at a coffee shop. But then when I put clothes on, they would get really weirded out. Clearly, I got the story wrong. I thought I knew how people were going to react to me. But the coolest part was the breaks. I'd put my robe on and I'd be walking around and looking at all the drawings and the paintings people did. And here's the magic. I was short, I was tall, I was fat, I was thin, I was old, I was young, I was gorgeous, I was funny looking. I was my own melanin-challenged self in very pale pencil lines, and I was somebody else in big, dark, gorgeous paintbrush strokes. I was everybody. Now, one of my acupuncture teachers and one of the founders of the school that I went to down in Columbia when it still existed, Diane Connolly, was known for saying, "This space is not for me, it's for you. Every one of you here is seeing a different me through the lens and the stories of what you think about me, about yourself, about the world, about what I'm wearing, about the story I'm telling, about how the sound of my voice is hitting your ear. And I'm over here just being me." I never really understood that until I started modeling. And then I realized that as long as I'm at home in here and being the most me I possibly can, I can walk into any room, anywhere, and be anything to anybody and still be me. And I can even make some really good and interesting friends on airplanes, like my sister Vivian. I wish y'all could have met her. I'm going to leave you with this question. What stories are you telling that are too small to live in? Thank you for listening. You can find me online at the Story Medic.